Breaking through glass ceilings. Women often find themselves earning less, getting promoted less frequently, and landing less prestigious jobs compared to men. This isn't always because the system is outright against them, although in some cases it might be. The root of the issue often starts early in their careers because they struggle with effective negotiation. Women generally aren't as keen on competing, and negotiation involves a fair bit of competition. When women do try to assert their needs, they risk facing social disapproval. Since many women are afraid of that disapproval, they tend to hold back. But holding back means they settle for less than what they could actually get. Think of it like this. Imagine a woman who, because she didn't negotiate well in her first job, ends up accepting a salary that's 10% lower than her male counterpart. That initial setback follows her throughout her career because subsequent raises are based on that starting salary. Over time, even a small difference like $1,000 can snowball into a significant amount due to the power of compounding. The importance of negotiation skills for women. Negotiation is becoming a big deal in the working world, with companies offering customized deals to employees. Even in situations like mergers or layoffs, negotiations play a crucial role. But here's the catch. Women often miss out on this game. Women juggle a lot of roles, at work, at home, with family and friends. They're constantly negotiating, whether it's with the boss, the school, the doctor, or even their own kids. But when it comes to their own careers and finances, many women hold back. This reluctance to negotiate can have serious consequences, like a huge drop in the standard of living after a divorce. Meanwhile, their ex-husbands often end up better off. Negotiation skills could change this equation. Gender pay gap in negotiations. Men tend to end up with more money and power than women, partly because they're better at asking for what they want. Meanwhile, women often struggle to negotiate effectively and settle for less than they deserve. This trend starts early, even among top MBA graduates. Research reveals that male MBA graduates negotiate starting salaries that are 4.3% higher than their initial offers, while women settle for only 2.7% more. That might not sound like much, but it adds up over time. For instance, if both a man and a woman receive an initial offer of $35,000, the man's negotiation skills would land him a starting salary of $36,505, while the woman would end up with only $35,945. This gap doesn't just affect starting salaries. It impacts future earnings, too. Assuming they continue negotiating at the same rate, the man could retire with a salary of over $200,000, while the woman might retire with only about half of that. The power of asking. Ever heard the saying, "You won't get if you don't ask"? Well, it's true, especially for women. When it comes to negotiating, women often lose out because they don't speak up. They give in but forget to take what they deserve by asking for it. And in a negotiation where everyone is trying to get the best deal for themselves, this passive attitude can be a big problem, especially when facing off with men. Surprisingly, despite 40 years of the women's rights movement, not much has changed in this regard. Studies show that women of all ages still hesitate to negotiate. Need proof? Look at graduates from Carnegie Mellon University. Men and women, right out of college, approach their first jobs differently. Men are 8 times more likely to negotiate their salaries, putting women at a disadvantage from the start. And even a small difference in starting salary can add up to a massive gap over time. So why don't women ask? Maybe they undervalue themselves or fear rejection. But here's the thing, asking is the most crucial part of negotiation. By not asking, women are sending a message that they don't value themselves enough. And guess what? Employers are unlikely to argue with that low self-assessment, After all, who knows your worth better than you? Why women don't ask? Ever wonder why more women don't speak up for what they want? Well, here are a few reasons. 1. Lack of awareness. Some women might not realize they have the power to ask for what they want. 2. Fear of backlash. There's this fear of being seen as too pushy or bitchy if they do speak up. 3. Uncertainty. Some women just don't know how to ask for what they need. 4. Giving in too easily. When faced with resistance, some women might give up too soon. 5. Acceptance of the status quo. While some men believe rules can be bent, some women just accept things the way they are. Gender differences in negotiation and social roles. When it comes to negotiating skills, studies show that women often score lower than men. This means they may struggle more to spot and take advantage of opportunities in negotiations. Additionally, women tend to have a higher score on the locus of control scales, suggesting they believe external factors have more influence on their lives compared to men, who feel they can shape their circumstances. These differences can start early in life, possibly even stemming from childhood or genetic factors. From the moment babies are born, society tends to treat boys and girls differently. Boys often receive tasks that encourage independence, while girls are more likely to be supervised closely by parents. These early experiences can shape their attitudes and behaviors as they grow up. Social norms and biases also play a role in shaping gender roles. Women are often expected to take on passive and supportive roles, prioritizing the needs of their families. This can lead to the perception that assertiveness and ambition are unfeminine traits. From childhood, girls are often given toys and presented with media that reinforce traditional gender roles, portraying women as nurturing and passive, while men are depicted as adventurous and assertive. This cultural messaging can have a profound impact on how individuals perceive themselves and their capabilities. Girls may internalize the idea that they should prioritize looks and passivity, while boys are encouraged to be bold and take risks. These early lessons shape their expectations and behaviors as they navigate through life. Societal expectations. In today's world, women face unique challenges that often go unnoticed. Magazines aimed at women frequently discuss why they may not be fully satisfied in their intimate relationships, while similar topics are rarely addressed in men's magazines. This suggests a societal assumption that men naturally find satisfaction while women struggle to attain it. Many women believe in the merit of hard work alone, assuming that it will be recognized and rewarded. However, this is often not the case. Unlike men who assert themselves and ask for promotions, women may hesitate, expecting fairness to prevail. Unfortunately, this passivity can result in missed opportunities. Yet, simply mimicking male behavior doesn't solve the problem. Women who exhibit assertive traits may be seen as too intimidating. Jean Holland, from the Growth and Leadership Center, helps women soften their approach, teaching them to speak more gently, show vulnerability, and even apologize for their assertiveness. This contrasts with men who seek coaching for different reasons, such as improving delegation skills or managing stress, the double standard for women in assertiveness. Women are expected to be likable to be taken seriously, but studies show that when they're assertive, they're often not liked. This puts them in a tough spot. If they speak up, they risk being disliked and losing influence. But if they stay quiet, they miss out on opportunities and fair treatment. The fear of being disliked or causing conflict holds many women back from being assertive. They might avoid asking for what they deserve at work or promoting themselves because they're afraid of pushback. Even when they do negotiate, they're often more hesitant than men and settle for less. Empower women in the workforce. Women often sell themselves short by not expecting much and consequently not asking for more. But it's time for a change. Here's how women can step up their game in the professional world. 1. Do your homework. Find out what your work is worth in the market. Include men in your research to get a full picture. 2. Acknowledge your worth. Admit to yourself that you want and deserve more. 3. Believe in yourself. Convince yourself that you deserve what you're asking for. 4. Ask boldly. Don't just settle for what you think you deserve. Ask for more. Be assertive in what you believe you're entitled to. 5. Support other women. Encourage more women to join your company or field to balance out male dominance and amplify female voices. 6. Choose wisely. Seek out workplaces that value and promote women with fair evaluation systems and minimal bias. 7. Conquer your fear. Don't be afraid to speak up and ask for what you want, even if you have to do it politely. 8. Consider entrepreneurship. If the corporate world isn't giving you what you deserve, consider starting your own business. 9. Learn to negotiate. Develop your negotiation skills to set and achieve ambitious goals. Don't settle for less than you deserve. By following these steps, women can break free from limiting beliefs, demand what they're worth, and pave the way for a more inclusive and empowering work environment. Key points. 1. Women hesitate to negotiate due to fear and lack of assertiveness, affecting their earnings and career growth. 2. Negotiation skills are vital for women to close the gender pay gap and secure fair compensation. 3. Gender differences in negotiation highlight the need for women to be confident and assertive in seeking what they deserve. 4. Societal biases contribute to women's reluctance to advocate for themselves in the workplace. 5. Empowering women involves recognizing their value, challenging self-doubt, and demanding fair treatment. 6. Learning to negotiate and support fellow women fosters an inclusive work environment. 7. Women can overcome barriers by embracing entrepreneurship, honing negotiation skills, and asserting their worth.